This is Pete Fornatale back with you on Mixed Bag with my special guest this morning, Dr. John. Dr. John, welcome back to Mixed Bag.
Oh, it's great being with you again, Pete.
Seems like we've done this before.
We always do it in some strange places, some strange ways.
We've been on the high seas together, and on your last visit here, it was with Maria Muldaur. That was quite a morning.
Oh, it's always special being with a lady like Maria Muldaur. She just does wonders with songs and does special things. You know, the girl is very special to me.
At the end of your last visit, Doctor, you alluded to a new recording, and now here it is a few months later, and that recording is out, a brand new album in a sentimental mood by Dr. John. And among other things, this marks your return to a major label.
Yes, I'm very happy to have gotten this hooked up, and the fact that Tommy LaPuma was willing to do a record with me, and the singles and the whole syndrome that is so devastating to music.
Was it a disappointment for you, Doctor, in those intervening years when you didn't have the big record contract, or are you beyond that in some ways?
Actually, it's very strange to me, but 5 years before we did this record, I was playing a gig in East France. Tommy LaPuma sat down at the table, had dinner with me, and while we were talking, Bruce Lundeval came up and said, "Mac, if you're planning to do a record with Tommy, wait. I want to do a record with you." And we got to talking, but we never got to see eye to eye on it. And I'm really glad I waited, because here I am doing a record with Tommy that I'd much rather do than anything else that was thrown at me to do. This is like a dream kind of situation for me, doing all old Chestnut tunes that, I mean, to be able to record a song that my mother tells me is her favorite song from when she was younger. That really, like, put me in a whole different slot.
Sure, absolutely. There are some remarkable collaborations on here. One of the most special, to my way of thinking, was with Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh, it's always, I tell you, a real special treat for me to do something with Ricky. I was so happy. Not only we did the Tonight Show recently, but also we did a video to promote the record. And Ricky hadn't gigged in it like a year. She's just had a baby and been into being into serious motherhood.
Yeah.
And while she's into this, to just take time out to do this thing with me, just, I mean, not only to do the session and to do the video and to do the TV show, when she isn't even doing it for herself, really, it touched me to my heart.
Did you get a sense from her, Doctor, that she wants her career back now at this point? Do you
think we'll see more? I can remember when Tommy LaPuma and myself first heard Ricky Lee. In fact, he was trying to sign her up. He had a thing with A&M Records at the time and was trying to sign her up. And that's when she signed with Warner's. And just going to hear her for those early days in a club, the impressions I had of her as being a special, special lady.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few special, special people out there. And we heard this thing that was like hearing Billie Holiday again, or hearing somebody that's totally unique. And that, you know, it really touched me. And it's somebody I had dreamed of, like, doing a duet with, like, a Ricky Lee Jones. Same kind of feeling I get with Maria Muldaur, Bonnie Raitt. These are special people. Same feeling I get with Mavis Staples or Etta James. Mm-hmm. People have something totally unique to offer people.
Tell me about the song you chose to do with Ricky Lee.
Well, with Making Whoopee, this is, you know, Eddie Cantor and everybody that's ever done this song. It's one of those, like, I think it's one of the funniest songs I ever read a lyric to, but it's also playing it off with Ricky Lee. It was, like, hard to keep a straight face and actually get a cut, because we recorded this stuff live. And in doing it live with this many pieces, to blow a take is kind of in the serious zone.
Mm-hmm.
But she would get me in a real laughter mood where it worked, even if we did flub a line or something, because it felt right.
Sure.
And that's, I think that's the charm of Ricky Lee, is she's got enough a sense of humor and professionality that she can put you in that mood where I don't care if I blew the line, it felt okay to me or something. You know what I mean?
Sure. I saw you with her on The Tonight Show, and her dance during the instrumental break, all parts of it just fit together so well.
I was so tickled that she did this thing. I said, don't worry about the fact you haven't been gigging for a year. I mean, what? You could come out after 5 years and do and kill him. And she's saying, well, I haven't gigged in a year. This, you know. Well, I guess I don't get it because I never had a year off. But, wow. I'm so proud of her doing the thing with the baby. We were doing the video, she had the baby over at the studio.
Right.
And she was so cute, an inspirational child that you would expect from a Ricky Lee Jones. Totally. You know what I mean.
Sure.
Beautiful
do.
To the core.
Let's listen to the result on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
A lot of rides. The groom is nervous. for me. It's your little love nest down where the roses swing. Picture that same sweet love nest, ain't what the years can bring.
His wash dishes and baby clothes, he's so ambitious, he even sews.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
That's Making Whoopee, a duet by Dr. John and Ricky Lee Jones from The Good Doctor's new album, In a Sentimental Mood. This is Pete Fornatel. I'll be back with more from Dr. John right after these messages.
For my next impression, here's someone winning the Bacardi Mixers Off the Wall Weekend Sweepstakes. Oh, I won? Get ready to catch a plane. Because you can win a free weekend at that wild comedy club, The Improv, in your choice of New York City. Yo, how you doing, baby? Chicago. Or Los Angeles. You're beautiful, man. Don't change. Let's do lunch on the beach, okay? Plus, $500 spending money. And what's this? It's hundreds of little paper umbrellas decorating the Bacardi Tropical Fruit Mixers. The Bacardi mixers are made with real tropical fruit in 5 great-tasting flavors. And they're so easy to make, even a joker like me can whip up a serious pina colada. Clink, 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 clink.
Enter the Bacardi Mixers Off the Wall Weekend Sweepstakes. Look for details in your May 21st Sunday coupon section. And look for Bacardi Tropical Fruit Mixers in your frozen juice section. No purchase necessary.
Here's to you, America. We share your sense of pride.
Chrysler Plymouth interrupts this commercial for an important announcement. Now you can get 0% financing. That's right, 0%.
Here's to you, America. Here's to the red, white, and blue. You were there for Chrysler Plymouth. Now Chrysler Plymouth's here for you.
Here's 0% financing on every new 1989 car from Chrysler Plymouth. Yes, 0%. Short-term annual percentage rate financing for qualified buyers through Chrysler Credit on new dealer stock. Other rates offered as contract length increases. Dealer contribution may affect final price. Or you can get $300 to $2,000 cash back depending on model. But for 0% financing, it's only at your Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Here's to you.
Last summer? Sure you did. We all did. Well, don't suffer through another summer. Avoid the long lines later and buy now during our preseason sale. You'll get a factory cash rebate on your new air conditioner or dehumidifier. So bring on the summer. You'll enjoy it in cool comfort with a name made famous for quality, efficiency, and whisper quiet performance. See your Frederick dealer now for America's most energy efficient air conditioners and get cash back for buying early. So get a
cool change.
Check the yellow pages under Room Air Conditioners for your authorized Frederick dealer.
This is Pete Fornatel back with you on Mixed Bag with my special guest this morning, Dr. John, who has a brand new album out, In a Sentimental Mood, on Warner Brothers Records. Doctor, now this really puts you back in the spotlight in many respects. Are you going to be out on tour? Where are people going to get a chance to see you in the immediate future? What's going on?
Well, I am touring right now. I'm like... I know I'm all over the place at the minute. It's like my itinerary is so bizarre, I'd have to look at it from day to day to know where I'm at anywhere further than the weekend I'm working.
I do know that you did make one of your stops recently at a place that served as home for you for a long, long time, New Orleans.
Yes, it's the 20th annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and very pleased to have been a part of it over most of the years of it. And also this year, we just played for the first annual Professor Longhair benefit at Tipitina's Club in New Orleans, and it was also a very good feeling to know that we're trying to raise money for that for young musicians coming up to keep the New Orleans piano traditions alive.
Sure.
And it's always a good feeling to do something in a worthwhile area.
How often do you get back home?
Not enough, I tell you. And when I say home, I mean right here in New York and New Orleans, because I have place in both, but I'm so rarely at either one of them. I'm on the road like 260 days of the year. It leaves very little time for home life.
Yeah.
I mean, my children, my grandchildren, they forget who I am when they first see me. It's like, who is this guy that popped in?
But they probably know you from the albums and from the radio, though, I'm sure.
I try to soothe some of that with records and whatever bribery I can come up with.
The other song I asked you about from the new album, Doctor, was Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, this is an old Louis Jordan song that he had recorded in the 40s, and Ray Charles recorded on his Genius album in, I think, in the late 50s or the early 60s. And I was trying to get it as close to Louis Jordan's record as I could, did not do anything to be compared too much to Ray Charles, but in hiring Marty Pace to do the arrangement, didn't realize that Marty had arranged it for Ray. But yet and still, he did a totally different arrangement, as he would do anyway,
sure,
for me than he did for Ray. So it worked out beautiful, and I'm really pleased to do songs like this.
Let's listen on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
Woman, don't you give me no crocodile tears. I'll never take you back in a million years. Don't let the sun get you crying. Crying in my front door. You done daddy dirty. He sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun get you lying at my front door. Daddy done turned salty. Baby, you made him so sore. Don't let the sun get you crying. Crying at my front door. You know you done me dirty. The show don't want you no more. You done dirty, dirty. And the show don't want you no more. Thank you.
That's Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying from the brand new album In a Sentimental Mood by my special guest this morning, Dr. John MacRebinack. Actually, that leads me to my next question, Doctor. After all of these years and at this point in your career, you still have this dual identity in people's minds as Dr. John or as MacRebinack. Are you sorry that the Dr. John persona kind of eclipsed your own identity there at a certain point?
Oh, not at all, Pete. I tell you, I did this very consciously. If Dr. John is a stage name, and that's what I work doing that as on doing recording sessions for other people. If they want to use Dr. John, cool. But they want to use MacRebinack, cool. But I write songs under MacRebinack, produce records under that name, and various other things. And I like to keep the two things kind of separate in a way, because it makes it a lot easier for people to say Dr. John than they do when they try to say MacRebinack and it comes out RackMabinack or whatever it comes out as.
Just one more time for the record. When and how did you decide upon the Dr. John identity?
Well, I really wasn't planning to be Dr. John. I had planned to be Ronnie Barron, a guy who used to sing with my band, and I was going to do an album. My first album I did for Atlantic, Gree-Gree, on Ronnie Barron, and Don Costa was handling him at the time and said, no, this isn't a good career move for Ronnie. I want him more in the direction of Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions or Staple Singers or someone else or something else. And so I got kind of bugged with Don and Ronnie both, and just did the album myself on Sonny and Cher studio time.
Uh-huh.
And slipped it in, and all of a sudden Ahmet Erdogan was stuck with a record that he didn't know what it was and what he was going to do with it, but he had it. But it led to something that I never anticipated, which was a second, third, fourth, fifth, and now this is my 16th album or 17th album. And it's something I keep thinking each record is a one-off deal.
Yeah.
And it
and lo and behold,
another one keeps coming up sooner or later. And I just... it's all been a surprise to me and a lot of fun in doing it. It's been an on-the-gig experience.
Well, we are certainly happy to welcome you back with this brand-new album, In a Sentimental Mood, by the good Doctor. Would you do something else live for us this morning?
Oh, I'd love to. I do you one old blues. How's that?
You got it.
Life, you made me pay an awful price. Tried to gamble with you, but you were using crooked dice. Somebody got to suffer. Somebody sure got to feel some pain. Thought it was gonna rain down misery. Why's it all got to fall on me, child? Money you make, some very fast friends. Just like you make them, you always break them in the end. Somebody got to suffer. Somebody sure got to feel some pain. Lord, it's gonna rain down misery. Why's it all got to fall on me, child? I've had my share of love, life, and money. I've lost all three ways. I'm here to tell you it sure ain't funny. Me and my money parted. So did my love and I. Life don't mean a thing, and I wish that I could die. thought you made me be an awful fool. Always teaching us something ain't heard about in school. Somebody got to suffer. Somebody sure got to feel some pain. If it's gonna rain down misery, well, it all got to fall on me, child. Show ain't funny. Me and my money fought it. So did my love and I. Life don't mean a thing, and I wish that I could die. Life, you made me pay an awful price. Tried to gamble with you, but you using crooked dice. Somebody got to suffer. Somebody sure got to feel some pain. And it was gonna rain down misery. Well, it all got to fall on me, child. Well, it all got to fall on me, child. Well, it all got to fall on me, child.